Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikulskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is the Los Angeles-based New York Times reporter Walter Thompson Hernandez, and he's out with his new book, The Compton Cowboys, The New Generation of Cowboys in America's Urban Heartland. The book is available now wherever your fine books are sold from the good folks at William Morrow. Walter, take me back, if you will, when you were just a youngster and you first encountered the Compton Cowboys. What did you make of them at the time?
Right. So I think, I was really surprised and really shocked when I first learned about cowboys at the age of six, I think. And it was really interesting because, like, I grew up in Southeast L.A., about 10 minutes away from Compton. And, you know, I never learned about black cowboys in school or in my classes, but, black cowboys existed about, essentially a few blocks away from my house. So I think it was a really jarring experience. I felt like I had been lied to, essentially, my idea of cowboys really was only about white men, in Westerns and in John Wayne films. So it was a really, powerful moment for me.
When you first encountered them, were they on the street, on their horses? How did this look to you?
Yes. So I was in a car with my mom, and we were driving down a street called Alameda Street. And it was a Sunday, and we were driving, and I looked to my right, and I see these two men on these, like, extremely beautiful and large black horses. And, it was such a moving moment for me, and I looked to my mom, and she didn't look surprised because, she had seen them before, but I thought it was, like, the coolest thing in the world, and also a really transformative moment for me to know that black people and black folks could also be cowboys.
Compton is one of the oldest cities in Los Angeles County. What did it look like in the early 90s?
Yes. So in the early, Compton was, I think, kind of a dangerous place in the 90s. There were bouts of violence and gang culture was really prominent. And so I think it was a kind of, really violent place to be in. And so a lot of these cowboys kind of grew up in that environment and, in Compton during a time that was, I think, kind of led the U.S. In terms of murder rates. So I think it was a really violent place for a lot of the cowboys.
Throughout this book, we meet 10 main people, but I want to ask about one. Who is Maisha Akbar?
Maisha Akbar is the founder of the Compton Junior Posse. She founded the Posse in 1988. And what the Posse was, essentially, was a youth organization that allowed young people to ride horses in her backyard on the ranch. And she started this organization as a way for both her children and her children's friends to ride horses and to essentially stay off the streets. And so Maisha had this really incredible vision to provide an alternative to the gangs and the violence that the young people in Compton often felt pressured to join. And in many ways, she succeeded. She got hundreds of kids throughout the years to choose horses instead of gangs.
Is it predominantly African Americans that she was, I wouldn't say targeting, but marketing to with her idea?
Absolutely. When she first started in 1988, Compton was still predominantly African American, so she was absolutely marketing her idea to African American children.
What was the hook then that got them there? Was it simply get out of the risk of gang life and ride horses, or was it the mystique of the Old West? What was the marketing strategy?
I think it was a lot of things. I think it was in fact sort of this mystique of cowboy culture and sort of like how daring and how exciting it was. Western riding is something that is in fact really exciting. But I think it was also the real tangible benefits, of riding horses and staying off the streets. And it sort of became like this after-school program, for Compton's youth.
It seems like a lot of work to ride a horse and to maintain a horse, take care of a horse. What is it that allowed her to say that these kids would actually want to go through all this work? Because I know just living where I do, most kids don't want to get off of their game machines and do anything physical.
Yeah, yes. So I think what was what was good about that time, right, or not good, but I think what was like a reality was that, you know, social media hadn't yet existed, or these like elaborate video game systems weren't yet a thing. So I think in the late 80s and early 90s, you know, I think it was a lot easier to get young people to be excited about horses and about horse riding. I think a lot easier than it is now because of, you know, this huge social media culture that we have. But it was also, you know, horses are really beautiful animals, and I think a lot of these young people were really drawn to horses in ways that, you know, are sometimes hard to describe.
I know this book started as a piece that was in the New York Times, which I read a couple of years ago. And was the book idea already out there when the story came out? And how did you embed yourself with the Compton Cowboys to get this book?
Right. So the New York Times story led to the book. And before writing that story, I wasn't even thinking about a book. But how I embedded myself was by spending nearly every single day with the Cowboys for a year and a half, you know, and I sort of tried to become a fly on the wall and really observe and ask people questions and really be a part of that experience, and it led to the book.
I've seen countless reports out of Compton over the years, stories, not only in the New York Times, but in the other newspapers around people helicopter in, they write a story and helicopter out, and it's usually some story of tragedy and things like that. What was the reaction to the folks in Compton, and particularly the Cowboys, that they had a reporter who actually wants to spend time and learn about them rather than getting some sensational headline about some crazy thing that happened?
Absolutely. I think that was, you know, the difference, right, was that, like, I am actually a part of the community, and I look like the Cowboys, I speak like them, and, you know, I don't consider myself someone who's not a part of the community. And I think, historically, over time, you know, like, most stories about Compton have been extremely sensational and have been voyeuristic, and you're right, you know, people just helicopter in and, you know, extract information or interviews or knowledge. And I think my approach is different. You know, I am both a participant and an observer, and I'm a part of the community. So I think, you know, sometimes it made it, but sometimes still it made it challenging, right? Because, like, there's a sort of, like, blurring of the lines between, like, author and journalist and friend, and I think it was really hard for me sometimes to navigate that, but I think I did okay.
Well, did you have any issues with the Cowboys essentially wanting to just maintain their anonymity and go about living their lives without everybody in America knowing about them now?
I think initially, you know, like, there was sort of like some drawback against, like, me asking such intimate and personal questions. And I think, you know, I had to really explain, you know, why I was there and, like, why it was really important for them to be as honest as possible, you know, and to reveal layers and complexity and not sort of, like, you know, give me a script, you know, and tell me a story that, you know, was a really sort of like surface level story. I think eventually people really trusted me and knew that my intentions were in fact pure.
So how are you at riding horses now?
Oh man, to be honest, you know, I've rode horses before in my life, but I've never rode a horse in Compton yet. I just didn't want that to be like the way I went out, you know, in any way. Like getting hurt or injured would not be fun. And I also had to chase the cop. You know, I had to chase the Cowboys around, you know, like I was interviewing them and taking photos, so I couldn't really do that while riding a horse.
Oh, that's a good point. The book is The Compton Cowboys, The New Generation of Cowboys in America's Urban Heartland by Walter Thompson Hernandez. He's a reporter with the New York Times. The book's available now wherever your fine books are sold. Walter, this is just an absolute amazingly interesting dip into the culture there, and I appreciate you joining us to share this story with us.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakalskis. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. I'm in Nashville.